Raised Rowdy.
All right, guys, welcome to the Raised Rowdy podcast. Let's get it started here.
I'm Nikki T.
Yes, true. My name is Kurt.
And Miss Aniston Pate is our guest.
Hey, yay. Y'all. What's up?
Welcome. How are you doing? Well, Mr. T fell down.
Oh, we still love him.
Yeah. Shoot. He's a good boy.
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm really so excited.
Thank you. How many podcasts have you been on before?
Just one before this. I did it like over Zoom, though. So I've
doesn't
never
count.
Done.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yay.
It's happy Monday.
I do love a good Monday.
Oh, man, that's so refreshing.
And I hope I didn't like swallow in the mic too.
No, that's okay.
Intensely.
All the mics. We clip all the mic swallows from all the podcasts and put them on our Patreon.
Oh, you got a bit extra.
ASMR.
Bonus,
yeah.
Bonus episode.
Just swallow, swallow, swallow.
Ew.
That'd be the grossest thing ever. But maybe we'll do it. Who knows?
Yeah. There's a market.
Yeah. Make some extra change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We haven't really put stuff on Patreon for a while.
No.
We should probably.
Y'all really do have a Patreon?
I don't know.
I think we have two subscribers or three.
I'm sure one's my mom or dad.
No. It's all previous guests' parents, I think.
Cool.
So maybe your parents will get on.
My mom is like a super fan of Raised Rowdy.
Oh, the hummingbird herself.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she, whenever I played my first Raised Rowdy round, it was that West Turnt.
Yeah.
Thing, and she was in town. And so, and you were playing that. And she just thought that it was the coolest thing. I mean, it was like Zach Taut, Tyler Halverson.
Yeah. It was aggressively awesome.
It was, that night was so sick.
Very fun.
That was an awesome night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good
night. We didn't do that again.
Yeah. West Turn.
We just had Kurt play last night. We did the PEI writers round. Yeah, it was fun.
It was great. Everyone brought me Busch Lights, which was awesome.
And Surfsides.
Yes, and I was drinking the lemonades last night.
Mm-hmm. The lemonades, I think I like them better than the tea.
Yeah.
But I like them both.
Wrong. Tea's the best.
You like tea the best?
But it's good. It's good. Lemonade doesn't have the caffeine, I think.
Yeah. And I think it has 3 grams of sugar instead of 2, but...
They're not that we're counting calories.
I don't think so. I think it's 2, bud.
I think these ones are 2 and the lemonade's 3.
Oh, yes. I think you're right, man.
Yeah.
You see, I like them. It's just kind of weird to not have like carbonation, I think.
I love it.
I just pour it down my face, though, so we're home.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people like that it doesn't. I mean, I like it. I mean, I drink it every time I play Raised Rowdy.
Yeah.
I love
there you go.
Also, the for a podcast, the non-carbonated is good.
Oh, yeah. So you're not burping.
Burp. Yeah, but that's a whole other ASMR.
We used to give out like bubble water or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember with Colby, he's like burping in the mic all the time. Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't restock these. Not our smartest move.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's so funny. How was it last night?
It was good. That was honestly probably the busiest Sunday we've had.
Yeah.
Sick.
It was freaking packed.
The lineup was awesome.
Yeah, we had a good time and... we celebrated, we did that writer's retreat up at Prince Edward's Island.
Ooh, how was that?
It was cool. So, Ben Chase is from there.
Okay.
He's Canadian artist, of course. Prince Edward's Island's in Canada. Mm. I didn't even know this existed, but it's in an hour or more east coast than the east coast of the U.S. I didn't even know that happened in Canada, but it does.
Interesting.
So, it was like 2 hours earlier than here. Mm.
It was very far away.
Yeah, and
it
they just fun. Had a lot of potatoes, and Kurt ate potatoes.
Yeah, potato.
potato.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We went lobster fishing.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
no,
so
we
sick.
Fish. No, we fish lobster.
That's how they call it.
Yeah.
Way to be correct. That's good. That's really good.
But it was very fun. It was like small town living just on an island in Canada.
Sick.
Yeah.
I've never been to Canada. I would like to go.
Do you have a passport?
I just got a passport. 2 months ago, because we were going to go to Costa Rica and all that. But anyway, I have a passport now.
Sick.
Yeah. It took a long time, though. It took a long time for me to get one.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to go on a world tour if anybody wants me to do that with them. Just like,
who do you want to open for?
Dude, Ashley McBride would be like so sick. Mm-hmm. That's like my girl. I love her.
I have this Ashley McBride tattoo.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a Bible.
That's my favorite song of all time, Nikki T. That is my favorite number one. If anybody asks me, that's my favorite song.
So good.
I love that song.
She's also just the nicest. Have you met her?
I've never met her. We were at a funeral together one time, and I was like, this is like the worst ever.
I shouldn't laugh. It's just, I thought you were going to say like Riders Round or show or something.
It was a funeral, yeah. Yeah, and I was like, of course, this is like the time that I'm like in the room with my hero. It's like, so.
You're like, hey, can I send you some songs?
Yeah, I'm like, can we grab coffee sometime?
Yeah.
No, I but I do love her. I grew up and I had a family friend that would collect vinyl, and then he like had so much. I mean, he called himself a collector, but like we called him a hoarder. Like he had just so much shit everywhere. But he needed help like organizing all of his records. So he like got me into vinyl and stuff because I just took a bunch of his records, and then I got an Ashley McBride record. And that was what was like made me want to write songs because of a Little Dive Bar and DeLonega record.
So good.
And so then I was like, okay, that's how I want to sound. That's
how old were you then?
17, maybe 18.
Cool.
So I didn't start writing really till like right before I came to town.
So you were singing before that, but not writing, or is that when you started singing?
Yeah, no, too? I was singing. I mean, I started playing in like my little hometown bar at like 14, mm-hmm. but it was basically karaoke because like I couldn't play guitar.
Yeah.
So it was just like a track on like my mom's iPad and me singing over it. And then I like figured out that I was going to come to Nashville, and I was like, I guess I better like try to write songs. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to that record and I was like, that's how I want to do it.
Yeah. She's so good.
She's so good. And I was just like, if I'm ever like not looking forward to a gig or like dreading playing a cover gig, I'll like go watch videos of her playing live. And it just like, I'm like, oh, that's what I want to do. Even if it's not my songs, you know,
she's the best. And one of the things with Ash is she can just dominate a room.
Yeah.
She can just put the crowd in the palm of her hands and take them on a journey.
Yeah, it's crazy. Great. So good. And her songs are just awesome. So.
Kurt knows her well because they toured a bunch together.
Yeah, she was on our first club tour with Luke. And so we all got to be good friends then. But I knew her from like the Blue Bar days. Like there was a bar in Midtown where the Velvet Taco is. There's a bar there called Blue Bar. And it was like, Terry Joe had that round. It was like sing for your supper. So if you played, you'd get like a pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so we'd always, and it was her, and there was a whole crew of writers, and Jeremy, it was like Jeremy Drinkwine. And I used to go there and play with Rob. And what's that guy's name that produced? I forget his name right now, but he produced Luke's first record. He used to sing there too. So we'd all just like, it was like this crew of people that would always like go. And I'd bring, it's when I first started playing dobro, and I would put a vocal mic on it because I didn't have a pickup in it.
Oh my
gosh.
Just
like jam with everybody. Yeah.
How fun. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. She's, I don't know. It's, I'm glad that I got to town whenever I did because of people like her that kind of like paved the way for girls who aren't like, I don't know, for girls with like tattoos and like, you know, that kind of aren't the clean cut, no rough around the edges kind of thing. And she really like made that cool. So.
Yeah. I think she's kind of opened that door. And I mean, honestly, more and more like that stuff's been accepted, not just in country music, but just in general.
Yeah, in society, which is super sick.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a better time now to be a female artist than it was when I first moved to town. I don't think it's like the best, you know, like as easy as being a dude, but I think like it's easier now, or better now, I think, than like when I moved here in 2012, when it was just like, you know, FGL was on the radio.
Yeah,
and
like peak bro country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm thankful for whatever. I mean, I'm excited to see what else comes of like females in country music. And I feel like there's a lot of room to grow. But I'm super thankful to be a part of that movement and like a part of kind of representing that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like I call it bad bitch country is kind
of. I love
bad.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
I
Ella.
Know. Oh
I think
gosh,
like.
She's so good.
Well, her thing too is she's not afraid to like talk about, hey, I like this dude, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the song that popped. And that's who Ella is, if you know her.
Yeah.
She's kind of one of the boys.
Yeah.
And even the class before that, like Megan Patrick and Farron
awesome.
And Casey Tendall and even Lainey, like especially the early stuff, you know, like kind of like lean that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think those guys were like, at least when I started paying firm attention to the scene, were like kind of helping move that needle as well.
Yeah, totally.
Like.
I used to, in high school, I would like go back and I would watch videos of like that group of girls, like Ashlyn Craft and Lainey and Casey Tindall and stuff on like YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed. I thought it was so cool. And then I found May Estes because she had done song Suffragettes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's so good. And so I was like obsessed with May. And then I came to town and she's always been like so kind to me, mm-hmm. which is so sweet and like a cool little thing. I don't know. Like if high school me would have known, she would freak, you know.
I like openly wept seeing May sing at Listening Room.
Yeah.
Aww.
She's so good.
She's so good.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's so good and just country.
She's so country. Yeah. Man, I love country music, and she's like, she does it well. So,
Well, other than Ashley, who were some of like the people that you grew up or like came up listening to?
Yeah. Honestly, weirdly didn't start getting into like super old country, which is like my favorite, till like college, like 3 years ago. But I grew up listening to like early 2000s Dixie Chicks and like Miranda and Sugarland. Like my mom loved all those like girl power stuff. Mm. And then my dad, my stepdad, who's like my dad, he like raised me, really liked rock music. Mm-hmm. So I started working on the farm when I was like 14.
Tractor driving.
And however big of a tractor you're thinking is bigger.
Yes.
No, we and so we would have to go out to the farm at like 6:37 in the morning, and he'd be like playing Octane, that Sirius XM channel. It was like Hailstorm and like Five Finger Death Punch. I love that stuff. But country, like,
and Hailstorm rocks.
Yeah, Hailstorm is so good.
I gotta get them on the pod,
dude.
I have a note in my phone that says to text Joe, and I'm gonna do that after this.
That's
Thank you for
so
the reminder.
Sick. No,
Kurt knows everyone on the
that's
planet.
Actually crazy. I got tickets. I saw them front row at Bridgestone. I was like losing my mind. She's so cool.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. So, and then my papa loves like he's like as cowboy as they come. He loves like Chris LeDoux and Elvis. And then of course, like in high school, you get into like Coetzel and Reed Southall. And,
well, I didn't in high school.
Yeah.
Not you guys probably. But like if you're in Texas, I feel whenever I was there, it was like. That was what we were like booze cruising, listening to.
Makes sense.
What college did you go to?
I go to Belmont. Yeah. I'm a senior there. I graduate in May, and oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Don't try to rush it.
I know. I'm just like, I feel like I'm doing everything I want to be doing, and then I'm having to do school on top of it, which is like kind of tough.
I know. I had the same feeling when I was in college, and I told my dad, I'm like, Dad, like all I want to do is practice, and I want to play gigs, and I don't want to write this essay on this book I read or something. And he's like, the reason you do all this bullshit in college is because it's preparing you for all the bullshit you have to deal with like in the real world. And if you think you're doing some bullshit now, just wait.
Yeah.
And he was right. So
yeah.
I always just talk about college like that. It's 4 years of doing something without giving up.
Yeah. That's true. And man, it's interesting. Like I started off with Carson Wallace and some other friends that have like done well for themselves and been able to drop out and be fine. And so it's been like a very big thing in like trusting God and trusting that like my story is different and like that it's okay that I've not dropped out and not been able and that I'm going to finish, you know?
Yeah. It's a weird thing. It's okay that I haven't dropped out. Sounds so
weird. I know. Isn't that crazy? That's
like,
crazy.
I wish I could just drop out.
Literally. I'm like, but it is like a weird thing. Ashley Ann too. Like we went to school together, and it's so exciting to see that, but it is like I get to like be secure in the fact that I know that God has a plan, you know, in that aspect of my life.
But also there's been a lot of successful people that have graduated.
Yeah.
So like if you look at like the FGL guys, you know, or like Brad Paisley, I think he graduated.
Yeah. I think he did too. Yeah. He was like, you just got to get a 2.3 and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So
I did not graduate though.
You didn't? You dropped out?
No, I did. I went there for my master's.
Oh, okay.
So I graduated my undergrad, which like all the kids that were like really good would drop out, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And not all of them, but there was like a group, you know?
Yeah.
And then I moved to Nashville and I didn't know if I was going to get a gig playing. So my backup plan was go to school, get my master's, and then teach, you know.
Wow.
So, because I like teaching a lot.
Huh.
But then I ended up getting a gig, and then so I was like, I don't really need to do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And during COVID, though, I did try to finish it, and I emailed my guitar professor. I'm like, hey, what do I need to do? Like, I essentially finished it. All I had to do was like a recital, which I could be like, send them a video of me playing now and be like, does this count?
Can you give me the paper?
But no one ever responded, I guess.
Really?
So, yeah.
Dang. No. It's, what would you teach? Like guitar or like theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Whatever.
Yeah,
I was a guitar performance major.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I was a vocal performance major for a year and a half.
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
So I had to do, so I had to do like I have a music minor, so I have to do one more semester of classical voice. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine my podunk ass, like, singing Italian opera, you know? But it's cool. I mean, I just got to get through it. But
I took a vocal lesson the other day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to just try this, see how it goes. Sick. Do you know Kristen Rogers?
I don't.
Okay. She sings in Post's band.
Oh, cool.
Post Malone, the country singer.
Posty.
Yeah.
Austin.
But she is Colby's vocal coach.
Oh. Oh, sick.
Yeah, so I took a lesson with her, and we were like, you know,
yes,
you know, all
yeah.
that. So
good,
it was cool.
Good, lots of goods. Yeah. Yeah, I only did, before I came to college, I did like two vocal lessons with this awesome artist named Jessica Carvo. You guys should check her out. She's in New York. But she gave me vocal lessons because I had to sing a classical song and to get into Belmont School of Music. Mm-hmm. And I had never sang anything other than like country and rock stuff ever. And so I had to do that. But now I don't love it, but I can do it, you know, which is cool.
What are some of the things that you think you got from college? Like some of the things that...
That's a great question.
Moments that you're like... Yeah. That will stick with me. Kind yeah. of things.
I mean, my band, you know,
networking.
Like, yeah, people. I met my drummer and my bass player in the School of Music, and those guys are like my best friends. Like, I love them so much, and I'm so thankful for them. And my guitar player too. We met at Belmont, and I love him as well. And we are all like, that is like my number one thing, and friends, you know. But also like vocal health stuff. Like, very thankful for all of that because my voice is pretty like. I sing a lot, you know, I'm playing a lot. And so to be able to know when to like rest and like take a break is nice. Mm-hmm. And networking is like the main thing at Belmont, you know?
Yeah.
So, and like there's a lot of alumni in like the industry. So to be like, oh, you went to Belmont? I go to Belmont, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go Bruins.
I didn't even know the mascot.
Yeah.
Is there sports at Belmont?
Yeah. Oh, basketball.
Yeah. Basketball. Yeah.
They're big.
Yeah, I think one thing that's cool also is, like you said, like the networking. But like for me, it's like there are a lot of little things that like it kind of like filled in the gaps of my learning, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I needed a lot of help, I think, personally, when I went. But I liked it.
Yeah.
When I was in school, I was like, I could just do this if it was my job to just practice and take classes on fun shit, like I would just do this.
Yeah.
You know, obviously that's not how the world works, but... I thought it was fun. Yeah. You know, maybe not like write the papers on stuff I didn't care about, but.
Yeah. I really enjoy like the industry, like music business classes. Mm-hmm. I hate like business, finance, and accounting. That's really why I'm like, okay, I'm ready to be done. Classes like that. But next semester, I'm taking a class. It's like Dolly Parton, icon, and legend. And like, the whole class is just about Dolly Parton.
Hell yeah.
So it's I'm super great. Stoked.
It's like
awesome.
Cooking, or like cooking cornbread, like in her like yeah. cast iron.
We're just like watching 9 to 5, you know? Yeah.
Do you think Dolly comes in at the end and is like, hi,
guys. Oh my gosh, could you imagine? Have you guys ever met her?
I haven't, but our friend Amy worked on her account and has and just says how amazing she is.
She walked by me at the ACMs.
Are you serious?
Yeah, her and like Reba or something. I was just like, no, it was her and Garth walked by me and I was just like,
you're breathing the same air as Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Well, I had met Garth before, but it's like Dolly's on a different level, I feel like.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like she's like Johnny Cash level in my head.
Yeah. I mean, like not even like musically. I just mean like as like an
icon and a legend.
Yeah. And she's not like in Nashville hanging around.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I meant by Johnny Cash, like in my head, he's bigger than music. Dolly's bigger than music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Like,
yeah.
When you think about like Snoop Dogg, Snoop's bigger than music. Now,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just a legendary person, not even considering their music. You could know who Dolly Parton is and know none of her songs.
That's so true. Right? Elvis, that kind of thing. Yeah. That's super, super crazy. Can't imagine like being at
Plus,
that.
Plus, I have her here
this
with
a great tattoo.
And Yo! Justice for All by Metallica.
What?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
Dolly. That's
I
why.
I love that tattoo.
I do too.
That's so
Mike
sick.
Did such a great job.
I love all of your tattoos. They're very, very
Thank
cool.
You.
I love them.
Mike Stahl, he was just in town. He's in town for a wedding today.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So I got to see him last
That's
night.
That's sweet.
I know. I should have went and hung out with him more, but I was very tired.
Yeah.
My brain was malfunctioning.
Yeah. I'm feeling that way.
Do you have a lot of tattoos? I know you mentioned it.
Yeah. Gosh, I think I have like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep getting them, but I am at a point where I don't feel like I have anything to get right now. Mm-hmm. Kind of
take
wanna,
your
like,
time.
Yeah, I think I'll live some life and, you know,
figure out what you want.
Yeah, like I just got my last one. I got, well, on my wrist it says write that down, because it's just funny. I feel like songwriters always say that.
Yeah, for
write
sure.
That down.
Yeah,
and then I got one after I played the Bluebird. It's like a bird on my arm.
That's great.
So stuff like that is cool, but I started getting them when I was 17 because my mom is like super chill about it. Every Christmas she gives me a tattoo gift card.
Wow.
I got the best mom. She's awesome. And
does she have a lot of tattoos?
She has 3 or 4.
Y'all should get a matching one.
We
a hummingbird.
Wanna, yeah, she has a tattoo with a hummingbird on it after I did the song. Isn't that so sweet?
That is.
That's very sweet.
So,
when I first started listening to that song, I was like, is this like a, is this like going to be like a really sad thing? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, it's not.
It's just really sweet.
Yeah. Also, I didn't get it. The first time I listened to it, I was like, oh, that's nice. And I didn't realize it was because she was always humming. And I heard the bridge, and I was like, oh. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's funny. I wrote that with Davis Luce. We were like at the local, we were watching Music Row Freak Show. Mm-hmm. And somebody had like said something about a mockingbird. And I was like, yo, we should write a song called Hummingbird. And he also has like an awesome mom who like loves music like my mom does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheers to moms.
Cheers to the
mom. And anyway, we like went straight to his house. And wrote that song in like 40 minutes. And it's a sweet song.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then your most recent release, Honky Tonk Without a Woman.
Woman.
That one crushes live so much too.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a fun song. I feel like, like right now in my life, basically what I'm doing is just like going to school and writing songs and playing gigs and then going to the honky tonk with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to like write that and like, I don't know. It's just a very good time stamp for this point in my life, I think.
Mm. Where are the honky-tonk spots?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we used to go to the Legion every Tuesday for Honky Tonk Tuesday. And then they moved that to Eastside Bowl. We don't go as often now. It feels kind of like a high school dance a little bit now.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about the Legion was that it was, like, kind of crusty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we do go to the Underdog every Tuesday. Cole Ritter plays there.
Yeah.
11:30 to 1:30 every Tuesday, so we always go for that. And then Wednesday morning, you're just like dog tired. But it's worth it. So we go to the Underdog. Where else do we go? I mean, I go to the local every Monday to go watch Will Jones and Sam Banks.
Yeah, I've been there a million times.
Always. Yeah, dude, I go every Monday. I'm not going tonight because I drank too much last night.
Same.
I need to go sleep. But they're the best. I mean, that's like honky tonk. I love Bobby's. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I just love a dive.
Same.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
I love a bar that reminds me of the shitty bars in my hometown.
Yes. You know? We don't even have a shitty bar in my hometown. We have a lot of churches. We have a steakhouse that has a bar inside. And we have an Elks Lodge. Do you guys have that?
Yeah. We did.
I had my 21st birthday in an Elks Lodge.
Really? Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. My 21st birthday, I went home. I had my 21st birthday here, but it was like right before something big in school. So like nobody could like really hang out or like do anything crazy. And but we went to Peach Jam for my 21st birthday with Ben Chapman and Meg McCree.
Yeah.
God, I love those guys.
I do too.
And then I went home that weekend and my hometown does karaoke at the country club on Fridays. And so I made my mom and my aunt and my sister all go out with me and we had a good time. Yeah. But I did my hometown. That's what I did for my 21st birthday.
Yeah, I'm sure you've probably drank there before, but now you can do it legally.
Yeah. I mean, in Texas, you can drink if your moms or your parents are with you. You can drink at any age.
Really? That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
I definitely had that bar where, in like when I was, you know, my early 20s before I could drink, that I would go drink at, and then I had my birthday party and like showed up at that bar and like, how old are you? I'm like, 22.
Of course.
But it just closed down this month.
Oh, so that's sad.
RIP Thornton's Fenway Grill.
Oh. Wow.
I'll miss you.
Keeping you in our thoughts
and prayers.
Yeah. We had a bar like that in college, and like our crew would go to it all the time.
Yeah.
And then we had our one buddy's 21st birthday there, and they're like, wait a minute.
I mean, there was a bar, I won't say which one because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but they were serving me underage, but I had a fake ID, and then
you tricked them. You're a little trickster. That's
I know
why. It's
I'm
not
a,
their fault.
I'm a lawyer, but then they figured out I wasn't 21 and they were like, They were mad. But then I turned 21 and they were like, yay, we get to like finally. Yeah.
You're like, I'm a real girl now.
Yeah. I have this I was playing this club. What is it called? It's a Paradise Rock Club in Boston. And I was playing this gig and, you know, they check your ID. I was 20 and they had drawn X's on my hands, mm-hmm. you know, so you can't drink. And we go and we're playing last. And there's this huge cooler beer. It's like just random beer that they want. It's like for the bands. And there's like four or five bands on the bill. And so whoever wants to drink out of this beer can drink it. So we're going last. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to grab some beers.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it after I play because I don't want to, you know, get drunk and play. And so we finish the show. And I go back and all the beers were gone.
Oh, no.
And so I went to the promoter. I was like, hey, man, all the beer's gone. Like, is there any way we can just
help me?
And he was like, oh, the openers, that one band drank all of it while you guys were playing. It's okay. I'm going to put a cooler just for you guys upstairs in this like little private area. And this be just for you guys. And it wasn't like shitty beer like that was. It was like nice beer like Corona and like Bud Heavy or whatever. And I was like, hey, man, thank you so much. Like, that's so awesome of you to do that. And like, it's Boston in the winter, so it's cold. So I had my hoodie on or whatever. And so I'm over there drinking beers. And there's like a cover band after the original. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching and hanging out. And I'm putting some beers down, getting a little warm up there in the loft. And so I took my sweater off. And I was like, dude, I just want to say one more time, thank you so much for, you know, for doing that. That's really cool. And the guy looks at my hands. He goes,
oh, gosh.
Are you not 21? And I was like, I'm not a very good liar. I'm like, no. He literally pulled me by the ear and said, get the fuck out of here.
No way.
Yeah, he literally grabbed my ear.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's so, and it's so embarrassing. Like,
oh, I was just, yeah. And then my girlfriend at the time, who's 22.
Oh, no.
Everyone that we were with all just went to a bar, so I had to just go home by myself.
Oh, that's really sad. That's really sad. No, I remember whenever I had my fake, it was like the most humbling thing whenever they were like, yeah, no, you can't come in. And I was like, God dang, it's so humbling and embarrassing.
I had a girlfriend that one of our friends looked close enough. Mm-hmm. So I got her like her ID.
Nice.
And it worked for like a year and a half. Yeah. And then 2 weeks before her real birthday, we were going to a bar and they asked her the like date.
Mm-hmm.
Or they asked her the date and the address and uh-huh. she messed up both.
Oh, shoot.
Because she was just like, I'm good. You know, this thing's worked for a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah, it was wild.
No, yeah.
Now we're all good, legal, of age citizens.
Yes, nobody's breaking the law
and
anymore.
I, of course, never gave you any beer before you were 21. But now that we're 21, cheers.
Yes, cheers, cheers, cheers.
I finished mine, but cheers anyway.
There's some warm ones over there.
Maybe I'll grab one a second. I just want to say, like, when you're 20, just like a beer is so exciting.
Yeah, you know? Just one even.
Yeah.
And once now I can go buy 100 beers if I wanted to.
Yeah,
that's so true.
Surfside gives them to us now.
I know. Yeah. They're the best for that.
I mean, it's still pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's not just not
beer,
quite as exciting.
Yeah,
you know?
It's still exciting. No, I had told myself that 21, I'm allowed to drink as many beers as I want. 22, I'll really start to consider, you know, maybe not doing that on a Sunday night. But, you know,
I like
at this
it.
Point. I'm just doing my thing.
I wish I had that mentality when I was that age.
Yeah. I was a mess till I was like 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You'll get that.
Yeah. Boys are different too.
Yeah.
You know? Different for boys.
Yeah.
It's different for a girl.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Remix.
Yeah. The remix.
Yep.
That's
so
good.
In music right now, who are some of the people that you love in the country scene?
Oh, man. I love what Ella's doing. I think that that's really, really cool. I love Carter Faith. Maggie Antone is really sick.
Yeah.
I love Zach Top, obviously. His stuff is so sick. And we talked about May Estes. Mm-hmm. I love, like, real country music, and the fact that it's kind of coming back is super, super exciting because I want to do that. And, gosh, I go see Will Jones every Monday because I do love his stuff. And
his voice and guitar playing.
His guitar playing
immaculate.
Is like
I've never
insane.
Heard him play a sour note, like, ever. Yeah. And I go every Monday. But his band is amazing. Keo Strout on drums.
Keo's insane.
He's so good. I never really, like, paid attention to drums in songs. I, like, because I'm a vocalist and like I love lyrics. But whenever I started watching them, that's whenever I was like, oh my gosh, he like drives everything. Like, yeah. It's so cool. And then they have like Neil Jones on steel, who plays for American Aquarium, and he's cracked, you know, yeah. Just so good.
And Sam Banks.
Sam Banks, and he's yeah. like an amazing songwriter, and whenever he plays his originals, you know, everybody just cries.
Yes.
So good. Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like that's kind of who I've been listening to a lot. I've also been listening to this girl named Liv Green. She has this record called Deep Feeler, and it's like indie country. It was really good. She only has like 4,000 listeners on Spotify right now.
Liv Green.
So y'all go check her out.
Where's she from?
I don't know where she's from. I just found her like 2 weeks ago. And she lives here now.
Oh, really? You should see if she wants to come play around.
I know.
With you.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Raise rowdy round.
Totally different vibes, but it would be a cool little mashup, I think. What have y'all been listening to lately?
I've been listening
your
to
music.
I was about to say, besides Anderson Paak, yeah. add me to your playlist too. Yeah.
So this weekend, in the past like couple, I've been listening to that new Riley record.
Oh shoot!
Very good.
Yeah, dude, I got to write with Nick Walsh, like 3 weeks ago for the first time, and I was like trying not to geek out because I'm like such a big fan. He has that damn good Day to Leave.
Yeah.
Mm. And anyway, we wrote a great song. He was a nice guy, but I love that record.
Yeah,
it's good. On my to-do is that Jamie Johnson record that came out. I haven't listened to it yet.
I haven't listened to it yet either, but I love Jamie Johnson.
I gave it one pass through, but I haven't extensively dug in.
That Lonesome Sound is like my favorite record.
I'm so glad he's putting out new music.
Yeah, dude.
Because I remember like the story was like he had writer's block for so long. And, know, he wasn't like...
14 years? Crazy. Yeah,
that is crazy. It's so crazy. He, so I go to Texas every summer and do like a run of shows there usually. Mm-hmm. This August I went back and it was the first week that I hadn't been to the local on a Monday night in like months because I go every time. And I'm like watching it on Facebook Live while I'm like doing my stuff at home. And freaking Jamie Johnson walks out on stage at the local on a Monday night. And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Like the one time that I'm not there, it was like Zach Brown and Jamie Johnson.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I was at the Zach Brown night. That was Corey's birthday.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. Corey was very, very happy.
He was having a good time.
Yeah, and he was like, Zach, either you're singing this song or I'm singing it. And then Zach came up and they sang together.
It was so great.
And he was such a nice sport. Zach was so cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice. It's always good to know when people are like,
stuck in cold weather.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, that was cool.
Sweet Annie. Yeah. Such a good one.
Good times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad used to love Zach Brown Band whenever I was a kid. My real dad.
Too. I'm probably your dad's age.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that crazy to think about? That is one thing, too. Like in Nashville, like some of my great friends, like Becca Ray Green, she's like, she could be my mom, really. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy, you know? And like, in no rare, like, I don't feel like other industries really have that, you know?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, it's gonna happen to you one day.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I know.
It flips quickly.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure, but I don't know, I'm not really, I'm gonna be a great old lady. I can't wait to be like in my rocking chair with like my crochet stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want to
your whiskey.
Yeah, my whiskey, cigarettes. I'm going to be like yatted out, you know?
I actually don't know. Is that a tattoo?
Yeah, yatted out.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that? That's so funny. Well, now you know. I'm going to be an old lady who's yatted out.
I want to be yatted out one day.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
No, he's a good boy.
Are you against them?
No. I just like, I don't know what to get.
The only
that's
one,
what everybody says.
The only one he really likes is this one.
I would get that tattoo. Yeah, I would get that one.
You guys can get matching tattoos. Come
Stoll
on.
Would do it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I already have a matching tattoo with my one brother.
Oh, really?
Why not my other?
Yeah. Well, Metallica's my favorite band.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I mean, I'm not a communist, so I like Dolly Parton, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously.
She's the best.
Yeah. Obviously. Have you met anybody from Metallica?
No, but it's going to happen one day.
Absolutely.
Kurt, everything Kurt does is like a movie, so it'll happen.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen. It'll happen.
I'm manifesting it. Yeah. I do have an in, though. A buddy of mine's friends with those guys, so.
Come on.
Yeah.
When it's going to happen soon.
Yeah, they're playing in Nashville on my birthday.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. Well, my birthday is the 2nd, and they're playing Nashville the 1st and the 3rd of May next year.
So
I didn't
they have the day off to celebrate your birthday with you.
Yes, but we'll probably be playing somewhere, but we don't have any gigs booked yet. But I did get to hang out with Dave Mustaine, which is cool. So he used to be in Metallica.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
Sam messaged me last night a picture of that you posted, mm-hmm. like a screenshot. He's like, it was like 1 a.m. or something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, how sick is this that Kurt got to meet Dave Mustaine?
It was cool.
I was like,
That's so cool.
I was like, Kurt was kind of geeking out over it. Yeah. Kurt does everything cool. So when he's geeking out, it's like,
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't geek out to him. Right. You know, if I met James Hetfield, it would be really hard for me not to geek out.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I am like, before I'm anything else, I'm a fangirl. I like have to play it cool. Cause like, I am such a fan of people and like, and like the thing with May, it was like I had to get coffee with her, and like the whole time I'm like trying to be cool, even though I'm like freaking out inside, you know. Same thing like with this right now. I'm like, I listen to you guys all the time, and the fact that I'm here, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Who would you geek out on the most?
What do you mean, like the one person?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe like George Strait, or I mean Ashley McBride. I'm like, I'm okay. So scared to meet her because I think that I would be weird. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of you shaped who I am a little bit as a person. So
I don't think you would be as soon as she started talking, because she's the most warm.
That's what people say.
Yeah, and welcoming, just human.
Yeah. Or Dolly too. Yeah. You'd be like,
it's cool when nice people are famous, you know, when famous people are nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's cool. Whenever you make the right people famous.
What about you? For you, Nick?
I wigged out when I met Eric Church, and I'm talking like I had this statement in my head, like a short statement that I was going to say, and then it was just like bubbles came out of my mouth when I started talking, like
he's
nothing.
Like, hey Eric, I am such a big fan of you.
Yeah, like my brain
wrote it on your palm, but you got all sweaty, so you can't read it.
You couldn't read it. Yeah, I guess for people that were listening and not watching, I was looking at my hand while I was saying that stuff.
I'm usually pretty okay most times. And now that, like, randomness happens all the time, I'm kind of more in the okayness of it.
Yeah, totally.
And I have some canned statements that I can always get out of my mouth if
totally.
I need
to. Yeah, the go-tos. You know? Hey, really big fan. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
But
I just don't even say that stuff, you know?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Eric one was at a meet and greet, so that's more like the situation.
You're just like waiting in line, and all you do is rehearsing your lines. It just makes it worse and worse.
No, everybody in line is doing the exact same thing too. Everybody's
and I was
out.
By myself because I won. It was the first CMA Fest I went to before Rage Rowdy existed, before like anything like that. And I was in the Eric Church fan club, and they were like, "You can win entry to this special Eric Church show," and it was sick. But it wasn't a plus one. So
I just
went by myself.
Oh, I love going to shows by myself.
I don't love it. I love friends. I don't know. I'm a community guy for sure.
Yeah.
I went to a show recently by myself.
Which one?
Alex Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you know
gosh.
Everyone there.
Yeah, I mean, all
that's
the,
a cheat code.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. I mean, like, I like going to, like, Bridgestone by myself and just, like, like to an artist that I really like, because then I can like sing whatever and like dance around. I don't have to. I'm such a like people pleaser. If the person next to me is like not having a good time, I cannot have a good time.
It.
Yeah, the whole time I'm just like, how do I make you like have fun? You know. So going somewhere by myself, I enjoy it.
My goal for everything is to collect as large of a fun group as possible. Yeah. To do everything.
You're extremely good at that.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
That's like what I always do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would rather be in the absolute back of an arena now with like 12 friends than be up front with one.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. Like lately I've had like the last few months, I met some awesome friends and we've been hanging out a lot. And my band too. Like, if I'm gonna go anywhere, I'm gonna go with like those guys because they're such a good time, so fun. And I'm thankful for them. But I mean, if I'm gonna go to a show with somebody, I'm gonna make sure that they like love the music like I love the music.
Yeah.
You know. And if I can't find somebody that loves the music like I do, I'll just go by myself.
Yeah, makes sense. So. Maybe we'll do a West Turnt night in January or something.
Not January. No, because I'm out of town that month.
Okay. The whole month.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do some remote pods.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Australia, so.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For Luke?
Yeah, kangaroos and stuff like that. Koalas. And New Zealand, yeah.
Sick.
That's going to be sick.
That's so cool.
It's going to be a good time. Last time we went, it was really good, and now we're playing. We were going to play stadiums last time, but the Rugby World Cup was at the same time, taking up all the stadiums, I think, and the Olympics or something.
South Africa.
Yeah, so we played arenas, which was cool.
That's sick.
And then now we're doing stadiums.
That's sick. Yes. What's the biggest stadium, do you know?
No. But it's going to be great.
It's going to be really big. Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
My dad's from South Africa, and so he loves rugby. So
oh, cool.
My stepdad. But we watch the Rugby World Cup. We were, like, geeking out, so...
Yeah, we were in Ireland when they got eliminated in like the finals or semifinals or something.
I bet that was intense.
Yeah, there was like this. We were on stage and then all of a sudden got real quiet and we're like, and then our monitor guy's like, Ireland just lost their game.
Ooh.
And we're like, I think we're playing in Belfast or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but then you know, a couple minutes later we were back in it. You know.
Yeah. Just give them a second to grieve.
Yeah.
I saw Cody Johnson in Lubbock one time, like $15, you know, the way things used to be in Texas. And but it was during whenever Texas Tech had like a huge basketball game and they won. And I have never seen a crowd like that. Like they had won the game and Cody Johnson was like wreck 'em, and everybody was like, go Raiders. And like everyone was like freaking out. There was beer like everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, at the time I was like 17 and I was like, what's happening?
Hell yeah.
But it was a crazy, it was so fun. It was so good.
Speaking of Lubbock, I was on a run today and I saw Cleto.
Oh my gosh.
So he honked at me. I was like, who the fuck? Oh, it's Cleto. You're so nice. Hey.
Hey. That's so funny. I, growing up, like was the biggest Flatland Cavalry fan. My brother just saw them in Lubbock.
Mm-hmm. Like just a couple days ago?
Yeah.
How was it?
He said it was awesome. Yeah. He said it was really good. But I met Sydney. John is the bass player, and Sydney is his wife.
Oh, shout out Sid. Love
you. Shout out Sid. We love Sid. Mm-hmm. And we met in Amarillo whenever they're opening for Midland. Because she was like, I was like in the front row, obviously, because I love Flatland Cavalry. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you are so cute that you're like not on your phone and you're like actually listening. It's like, I really appreciate that. And I was like, thanks. She's like, I don't know. We ended up figuring out that I was moving to Nashville and so was she. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm going to need a babysitter. So I started watching their little boy.
Aww.
And then I like went to Chicago. Maybe, is that where we met? Whenever they're opening for Luke Combs.
At that stadium?
Yeah. And I was watching their little boy and I was like geeking out because I'm like backstage with like Cleto, who I'm like a huge fan of. And then I'm like meeting you guys too. And at the time I was like 19 and I was like, oh my God.
Okay, yes, that was where I met. I'm just now realizing that was you.
That?
What? Holy shit.
Yeah, that was me. That's where I met Julia Kay and, like, a lot of my friends. Yeah.
Wow. I totally, okay. So I was like, okay, Western was it? Nope. Even earlier.
Yeah.
Dang, yeah. That's cool.
I know, long time. But it was, yeah, I was, like, geeking out because I was babysitting for Flatland Cavalry, but now I mean I love Sydney, we're like friends. Yeah. So it's, but it's, it was cool. I love them so much.
Huh. And that was at Joe's that they played.
Yes.
And so we played Friday and they were playing Thursday at Joe's, and then they were across town playing at the Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Joe's on Weed or Joe's Live? Joe's on Weed.
Yeah
the dude, older I love one that spot,
dude. It's great. It's so awesome.
It's such a good guy, the owner of that establishment. Mm-hmm. Joe's on Weed Street is like one of the guys that brought Texas country out of Texas.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
That's so, like, super cool.
All the old school Texas guys are like, Ed is the guy.
The man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I love Texas country too. So like, I whenever I first came to town, I was like, I'm just going to come here. I'm going to finish school and I'm going to go back to Texas and I'm going to like do that thing. And then I was like, I actually don't want to do that. I love Nashville and I love the people here.
Too many friends now.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't leave them now.
The songwriting community's great here.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I'm like so thankful too to like be able to write with the people that I write with, like Decius and Ray Tier and those guys. I listened to the episode with those guys.
Yeah. Matt did.
So funny.
Yep.
So
those guys are wild.
I need to check that episode out.
Oh, it's so good. Go Turtles. I have to say that real quick. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Aaron Ratier like said he was never part of a team, so he, which is not true, he used to be on a swim team, but he said he always wanted to be a part of a team, so he started a team called the Turtles, and he has this whole poem about how he came up with Turtles or whatever. So now everybody that's part of the team has these jerseys. I just ordered my jersey through Aaron, so but good. Everybody wears these jerseys that says Go Turtles.
Like all, hell yeah, I love it. It's community.
Yeah, dude.
I remember Big Rob Snyder's like Aaron, that's my favorite writer.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had four other people tell me that, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, so Aaron Ratier is your favorite writer's favorite writer.
Yeah, you know? Dude. For real. I was in, like, a really, really bad, like, mental health state, like, 2 years ago, whenever he came out with that Single Wide Dreamer record.
Yeah.
And I, like, hated music because I was in the School of Music at Belmont, and I, like, did not know what was going on, and I felt really dumb. And I was like, I don't want to write songs, like, ever. I just wanted to sleep all day, you know. And I listened
called depression.
To
I've been there.
Yeah. to put a name on it. I listened to that record and it like rocked my world. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, I would have never thought that you could even do that. Like, it was like he was saying whatever he wanted in like quirky, weird ways, but it's awesome. And so then whenever I met Aaron, I was so because I was like, oh my gosh, I love you. You changed my life. And but he had this hat on. It was at Revival. He had this hat on that said ass fans. And I was like,
hell yeah.
I'm more of a tits guy myself. And then that's how we became like friends or whatever. But he sent me like a postcard this summer while I was in Texas, just being real sweet about me releasing that song, Something You Miss.
Yeah.
And I like have it hanging on my fridge.
Yeah, he's good about sending postcards because I've really seen sweet. Rob's got a postcard from him on his fridge and also Shoals.
Yeah, it's really cool. Sweet. Yeah.
Are there any other albums or records that like you think when they dropped kind of opened something up in your brain musically?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm going to blank now that you ask me.
This has happened to me before, but it's never been like right when it dropped. Yeah. It's always like I find some like old record.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, what is this? Oh, it's called Zeppelin 4? This is good.
This is so sick. Now I'm looking at my Spotify because I need to, because I can't think of anything. Harley Allen has that Live at the Bluebird record. He's just like, he has this song called Stray Dogs and Alley Cats. And anyway, the whole record is like Live at the Bluebird. And that record really changed the way that I looked at songwriting as well. Now I can't think of his name. Hold up. I got to find this record. Can we cut this?
just hum the melody. Maybe we'll know.
I know. I'm like,
New game.
What about you, records that change your life while I find this?
Man, I mean, there's been a lot. I remember when I was a kid listening to George Strait and like the hair on my neck standing up.
Oh, yeah,
for the
dude.
First time. You know, and I was like, what is this feeling I'm having?
Yeah.
You know,
it's the good stuff.
The good stuff.
And then I remember when I heard Rage Against the Machine for the first time and realized that that was like a thing that existed as a kid. It would just completely open my brain in a different way. Because it was just so different sonically than what I was used to.
Yeah.
Because my brother was heavy into rock. My brother Steve is like my best friend.
What?
Yo.
Well, we're definitely cutting this out of the podcast.
Well, he has a matching tattoo with me, so.
All right.
But, yeah, now you got to make the sacrifice.
No, Steve is like, he's 13 years older than me, so he's kind of like a father figure slash brother.
Funkle?
Yeah.
A funkle.
So, like, he helped me. He always told me, he was like, I'm going to tell you the things whether you want to hear them or not, because if 1 out of 10 times you don't have to bang your head against the wall to learn, I'll have done my job. And I know that 9 out of 10 times you're going to bang your head against the wall anyway.
Yeah.
To learn.
Yeah.
But so he was like, I blame him for my music addiction because I would sit in the back of his like Volkswagen Scirocco and he would just play me. He had like the entire hatchback full of speakers and he would just play
me
rock music and like, he's like, who sings this song? What's the song? He would like quiz me on it.
My dad does that.
Yeah. So I just blame him for my music addiction.
You could just be like, hey Siri, who sings this?
Nowadays. You can just hum the melody
Shazam
into your
it.
Phone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Google, dude. You've never seen that?
I've heard about it. I've never done it.
Google, you can literally hum a melody.
The robots are listening.
But yeah, you can literally just hum. And it doesn't even have to be the best version of it. And it's like 82% match on this song. It's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like Shazam, I get. Like it listens to it and compares it.
I always feel so geeky doing the Shazam thing. I'm like, just can't.
But like, you never just hold it like this. You always like have to hold it. That's like, what up it is.
You have
air.
To like hold it like way above your head, like yeah. closest to the nearest speaker.
Yeah.
No, dude, it's yeah. I did that the other day in a restaurant and I felt awkward doing it.
Well, that's another metric. Like when I was I was at Big Loud, they look at like how many times a song's getting Shazammed.
Yeah.
So like that's a big metric because yeah, that means that. Someone loves it so much they need to know what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I went and played there. I think when I was with Janet Kramer, we played at Shazam or maybe with Michael Ray. And it was like cool to like get the behind the scenes tour, like how it works and like what they do with that data and like
yeah.
it's wild.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I also was thinking about Eric Dylan's last record.
Oh, God.
The
yeah.
Old Stray Dog record.
Old Stray
Dog. So good.
Eric Dylan's records in general are like any road trip I'm on with someone new, I'm like, well, you're going to listen to every song ever written by Eric
yeah,
Dylan that he put out.
Yeah, because it's amazing. yeah. Him, I love that whole crew, like him, Wyatt McCubbin, and I'm just huge fans of them. I listen to everything that Wyatt McCubbin has out. Like, I have it all over my playlist. I love it so much.
Yeah, I saw him for the first time when he was 17.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
That festival I go to, Country Concert in Ohio.
Show the tat.
Yeah.
You have another? Oh, come on.
Country
wow, you have tats
tat.
For everything. Let's go.
That's how it works, you know?
I love it.
I told Shelby, because we did that song with Shelby Ray.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, if that hits a million views, I'm getting a Shelby Ray tattoo.
Yes.
And it will. You know? Shelby's going to be a star.
She is. Oh, my gosh. Her voice is like... insane. Yeah. We did that round together at the Rusty Nail.
Yeah,
me and her, and it was like, man, like sometimes you like walk away from stuff and you feel great, you feel like you killed it, and then sometimes you walk away being like, they are so much better than me, and it like puts a little like, great. It, but it like is so inspiring and like gives me something to like aim for, which is like really cool, and like she's just so talented and so kind.
Yeah, you she's know. Great. We love her.
Yeah.
But I was telling Kurt, I was like, there's this like girl gang of like under 25-year-old females in town that are just badass, and you're one of them. That's
thank
why
you.
That's why we're having you on the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You guys have been really supportive too, which is so kind. Like anytime I wanted to play, you guys are like,
well, we
so
like
game.
Great music. That's why.
Thank you. Thanks.
Nick, you're the best, dude.
I try to be.
Seriously. Yeah. So sweet. So sweet.
No, but it's the truth. I mean, honestly, we're excited to have you every time we do.
Thank you. You. Know? I'm excited to play it every time. Like, I seriously do look forward to it every time. Because I know, too, that there's going to be people in my round that are going to inspire me. Because you guys have great writers, you know?
We do our best.
It's super, super fun. And I love the full band stuff now.
Yeah.
My band loves playing it.
Dude, it's sick. Like, my favorite part about that is, like, now I can get some people that just don't do acoustic shows often. Mm-hmm. And, like, bands, like Fox and Bead.
Yeah.
Like, those guys will sing acoustic, but they want to have the band there.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
Yeah, it's super cool.
So it's just another window to that. And then some people, like... Kendra Remedios played our first one that we did.
She is so talented.
Kendra's full band show is sick.
Yeah.
Like, she's great acoustic, but, like, her full band show is awesome.
Yeah, and she can just, like, let it rip. Her, too. Like, something to aim for is, like, a vocalist, because she is so good at singing.
Vocal's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
But that's been the cool part about those shows is, like, just getting to watch some artists that, like... Because acoustic's one thing, and that's, like, the start a lot of times, right? Mm-hmm. Like, before you're playing full band shows, you're playing a guitar.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, how are they? Do they take the stage?
Yeah.
Like, do they make everyone pay attention?
Yeah.
It's a different thing. You can do that acoustic.
And yeah.
Some people, like, Kendall Inskeep is so good at that acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I've ever seen her full band, but she can just make the room through... not just her vocal, but like her interaction with the crowd, she can kind of take it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's easier to take the room full band.
Yeah,
than
for
it is
sure.
Acoustic.
And to keep them in like, I don't know, it is, I feel like it's tough, especially like at the old Live Oak, like trying to get people to listen sometimes was like so hard.
Yeah.
Deisha's told me, he's like one of those people that like you just have a regular conversation with him, but everything he says is like so profound that you're like, oh my gosh, just trying to write down everything he says. But he told me, he's like, I think that he always plays his funniest song first, because he's like, I would never go up to somebody and be like, yo, my name's John Deisius and I'm so sad. He would go up to somebody and like try to make them laugh. And so, and that's not for everybody, but I kind of take that under my consideration, and I like, I play that Bigger in Texas song first almost every time.
I've told Kurt about that song. I'm like, she's never going to release it, but no, it's so good.
If my, once, I mean, once my grandparents die, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. But it is, I mean, I love making people laugh. And I think once you do that, then people are like, okay, what else do you have to say?
Yeah.
You know? So hopefully I can write a grandparent-friendly funny song that I can put out.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you don't want to be pigeonholed into that.
It's tough.
So,
yeah.
But it's cool. It's, I do love playing writer's rounds. I do it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, so what, do you have any full band shows coming up?
Full band shows coming up. No, actually, I was just talking to my bass player about that last night. I was going to ask you today if you have any openings, because we haven't played Wednesday. One in a while. Honestly, like, I might be able to.
I'm not even kidding.
I'll have to look at my calendar. But I just got into Belmont's Country Showcase, which is super awesome. Sick. And we're going to have like a 10-piece band. I'm going to have like a horn section, and it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
I've like auditioned for the showcase every year, and this year we got it. So senior year, it's going to be January 25th at the Fisher Center.
I saw Judah and the Lion play that. I think they did it.
Really? Yeah. That's sick.
I was going through my phone the other day. I was like, was this Judah and the Lion like in 2012 or 2013?
That's sick.
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Little babies.
Yeah. I mean, some great bands come out of Belmont, which is really cool.
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. Coin.
Yeah.
Like an indie band. But yeah, I'm super stoked. It's at the Fisher Center, which is like, have you guys ever been there?
Mm-mm.
It's gorgeous. It's so
great.
Is
that the basketball arena?
No, it's like right across from Bongo Java, or like by proper. Okay. But it's like, it's brand proper. New. Oh my gosh, me too. I love proper.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Oh, dude, bagels, man.
Oh, bagels. I've had their bagels. I haven't been, but I've had their bagels.
It's so good. They're like good. $13 bagel, but it's so worth it. Yeah. It's so good. But yeah, it's across the street from proper, and it's like just breathtaking in there. I'm super stoked. Like, Vince Gill's played there. Cody Johnson played there. Carrie Underwood. I'm so excited.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
So great.
Yeah. Kurt, are you playing in town anytime soon?
I played last night. I don't know. We're doing CMA Awards.
Yo.
So I think that's Bridgestone, I would assume.
Yeah.
What's that, next week?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I used to busk outside of the CMA Awards, or like any awards.
Who did that?
Sturgill.
Sturgill did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that. I met Mandolin, Laney's manager.
Oh, cool.
Doing that. She's so kind. Well, now I'm, like, she's like with John Decius, and so
it's, oh yeah.
Yeah.
All in the family.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. But thanks again for having me.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. And I mean, hit your band up. Matt was like, I desperately need someone for Wednesday.
Okay, word. I'll text Matt.
And if not, we'll get you back in December if you guys are down.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be super fun.
Well, I appreciate you for jumping on the pod, sis.
Thanks for having me.
I can't wait until you're famous, and then we were like, remember that one time we had her on?
Yes. Oh, gosh, I hope that you guys are right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you guys, like, come
up. Like, I jammed with her at Keller Cox's release
party. Oh, my gosh, we totally did do that. And yes. I had Boone's Farm Wine. Have you guys ever had Boone's Farm Wine?
Of course. I mean, yeah, I'm 42.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Right? Well, my mom was like, this is what we used to drink. And so whenever I turned 21, she, like, it was, like, right before that release show. Uh-huh. And, she mailed me 2 bottles of Boone's Farm Wine.
That's super legal, I'm sure.
I'm like, yeah. I don't really know. I don't really know. No, but I brought it to that little party after, and me and Delaney Ramsdell, who I love. She's shout great. Out Delaney. But we drank some Boone's Farm Wine, and me and Kurt played some country music.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Before the olden days of like all of these beverages like this, that have deliciousness in them, it was just beer and Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
So all the girls drank
That's
Boone's Farm.
That's so funny.
And what was that? Not before Smirnoff.
Zima.
Yes. Rob would buy Zima.
I've
and
never
bring
heard
it on
of
the
that.
Road.
Zima like is, yeah, it's like a carbonated, like
a wine cooler?
Yeah, basically.
Like Sprite, you know, or something?
Yeah, it's like almost like tastes like a lemon lime soda.
Ah, nice.
And then what people would do is they'd get Jolly Ranchers and put on them.
Mm.
So to like flavor it a different
That's
flavor.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't think they make Zimas anymore.
They came back for a bit like Surge.
I was going to say, we should have like an old people night where we have all the Boone's Farm and like.
Dude, I'm so down.
Yeah.
That'd we be should so definitely funny. Do that.
Dude, get some like like bush heavy and like
shit. Yeah, so like funny. No beer that was started before like the 1970s.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude. Yeah. No,
some Beast.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that either. I haven't heard of like most of these things that you guys are talking about.
Milwaukee's Best, it's called.
Okay, yeah. We had Keystone Light growing up.
Keystone Cowboys.
Keystone Cowboy. Yeah. Gosh, don't listen to that EP. It's like terrible. No, but okay. People in my hometown love that song because it's about a dude from my hometown, and everybody drinks Keystone back mm-hmm. home. I could not That's find it here. On. I can't find it. Like,
I grew
anywhere.
Up on 30 racks of Keystone Light, dude. And Papa Cross's keg full of Keystone Light that we would take as many beers as we could out of without him noticing.
Yeah, that's so that's so funny.
While swimming in their swimming pool, what a blessing.
That's so funny.
The good old days.
I love talking to my dad. Like, what he's like. Yeah, we used to drink like this malt liquor. And, you know, whatever.
Do you remember St. Ives?
No.
We got to get Mad Dog. That's old people.
Yeah,
too.
For sure. Mad Dog's on the list.
Mad Dog 2020. Uh-huh. I'm buying her.
I'm shaking my head.
We had Mickey's hand grenades at one of our stadium shows.
Mickey's Big Mouths.
Yeah.
Dude, I have no idea.
Malt liquor. Are you familiar with the term malt liquor?
No.
All right. We've got some drinking to do.
Yeah. We're just going to have like one each of 10 different things. It's going to be the worst hangover ever.
Yeah.
Malt liquor is like beer, but stronger. So before there was like strong craft beer, mm-hmm. you would get like a 40 of malt liquor and you could get hammered. You know, and it was cheap because it was cheaper than brewing beer.
Okay.
And girls, grosser. Yeah. Girls would drink these St. Ides. That's another, like, before Zima.
Yeah.
There was St. Ides.
Okay.
St. Ides is like red flavored. I don't know.
It's red flavored. It tastes like red 40.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. So it's red flavored drink, and the girls would drink it. You know what I mean?
Because
as a boy, we were like, whoa, the girls drink. Because we couldn't afford liquor. That was crazy.
Yeah. I drank a 40 on Friday.
Dang, oh, shoot.
But it was Miller High Life, though, so it was delicious.
Man, I love Miller High Life.
Well, if you go to Shulman's on Fridays between 4 and 5 p.m., the 40s are $4.
You ever been to Shulman's?
I have one time. One time.
Did you have the cheeseburger?
No, I didn't. I had champagne. I was like celebrating getting a cut with Becca Ray.
You need a cheeseburger from there next time you go.
Oh, yeah.
It's fire.
All right.
I think I'm going to move to East. We'll see.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I have to figure out what I'm going to do after I graduate. I've been living on campus
all 4 years.
You're
going to be a real adult.
I'm going to be a real adult.
So dumb.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can kind of do like whatever you want. You just might not have money to do it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Don't I know it? I kind of do that now.
Yeah.
Besides
it's fine.
School. It's
My credit card, I was like, had it all the way paid off, and now it's not. I'm like,
it's that season, those holidays. It's kind of tough. Yeah. You know,
it's hard out here.
Yeah. And don't feel so bad, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that high.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
One of these days, I'll make money. It'll be cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Everyone buy a hat, please.
Yeah. Buy a hat.
Yeah. One of these days.
Stream my song. Give me like 0.01 of a penny.
You should just make vinyls. People buy vinyls.
Dude, I would love to make a record. And like, that's like a dream, obviously. I want to make so many records. But like, once I have enough songs and I'm in the right place, I wish that was like more popular. I feel like records are slowly coming back. Less singles, but not quite
there
yet.
It just depends where you're at.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're just dropping songs here and there, it's better for you when you don't have a big fan base.
Yeah.
But then once you have a fan base, you can drop like a whatever.
Like, yeah.
However much you want.
However many I want. I know I can't. I love the idea of like a project like that. I haven't been able to do that really, I feel.
Some of my favorite records, and one you can't even like listen to now because they took it down off of socials. Jonathan Singleton's The Getaway record.
The government took it from us.
Yeah, probably Singleton did. Yeah. But that was another one I used to play for everyone on road trips. I'm like, and it's a record about like trailer park love.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is it on YouTube? Or is it like totally stripped off?
Maybe some will be on YouTube, I bet.
I'll have to check it out.
It used to be just on Spotify, and then I checked, and I still have it, like, the song saved, so it shows me
but
the
it's
picture,
like gray.
But it's not there anymore, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. We miss it, Jay. Bring it back.
Bring it back. It's our petition.
Yeah. I'm just
going to
be
it,
like, hey, Tally, will you drop box me the Getaway record, please?
She probably would, too.
She probably would.
Yeah.
I'll ask her.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But, sis, thanks for being on. And like
thanks
I said,
for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks for being a part of the Razor Addict community.
Thanks for letting me be a part of it. I appreciate you guys so much. And I just, I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Love you, too.
Thanks, Kurt.
Well, I'm Nikki T.
I'm Kurt Ozon.
And we'll see you in the
front row.